Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. So appreciate you tuning in each morning as we look at God's Word together. And as always, if you have any comments, be sure to shoot me an email and let me know what you're thinking. Today we're going to look at a name, Redeemer. In the Old Testament, the Israelite community, they depended on each other, and especially they depended on their family. If a person fell on hard times and that person was unable to pay his debts, the closest relative who had resources would come to the rescue. The relative would redeem or release the person from his debt. It's not only the job of a relative. God himself took on that assignment for us because we were in debt, the debt of sin. He said to the prophet Isaiah, "I am the one who helps you," declares the Lord, "your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel." Let's think about what Jesus redeems us from. So we're sinners. We can't pay our debts. Our best efforts to try to pay our debt of sin falls short. So God did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He is our Redeemer. He sent his Son to release us. Paul wrote in Galatians 4:4-5, wrote this, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." In Titus 2:14, Paul explained that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. God is the one who helps us. He is our Redeemer. Father, thank you that you sent Jesus to be my Redeemer. I know I'm a sinner and I'm unable to pay the debt of sin. I'm caught in the slavery of sin. So thank you for sending Jesus to release me and free me. Thank you for being my Redeemer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.